Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where I think I agitated Corey before the show even started. I would appreciate it if you did not repeat why. You've got me, Kevin Hagland, Corey Majors, and Alec Medford. Mike Bassick is not feeling well today because his no good kid might have gotten him sick. And I can say that as someone who has frequently gotten sick by their own no good
kid. Well, he also has a wife who's around no good kids. So is that a no good wife? Is that how you, or we just avoid? Nope, I'm not going to say that.
Yeah.
Go ahead and dump
the phrasing of that is tough.
Yeah, she's very good because she's a doctor. And so she's helping the sick kids.
I do always wonder. Well, I do always wonder how doctors and the people associated with them don't get sick more often. And I get it. The answer is probably like medicine and stuff.
They wash their hands all the time.
Yeah, it's still amazing.
I mean, every time you're in the hospital, those nurses come in. The first thing they do is go to the foam, right? The antiseptic foam or whatever it is, the antibacterial foam.
Yes.
And then whenever they leave, back to the foam again. How often do you do it? Probably after you've gone number two. And that's about it. And they're like, hey, we don't get sick because we're around it all the time.
All right, I have good news for Sean Sharif. This is actually really sad news, okay? But I'm going to try to spin it positively. Per Clarence Hill, there's a decent shot that Schottenheimer is not hired today.
Oh, my gosh.
However, if I'm giving the full context of what he actually tweeted out, that probably is going to change the picture just a little bit. Quote, look for the Cowboys to cross the finish line on hiring Brian Schottenheimer no later than Friday.
Okay.
Possibly today. Hey, so it might not happen today is what I'm going to tell you. But in all seriousness, and this is why I wanted to get into this. Like, I'm legit serious about this. This is not a sarcastic question. I know the way I talk usually sounds sarcastic.
Yes.
Cowboys fans, trust me, story of my life. Cowboys fans are decidedly against the hiring of Brian Schottenheimer. I just want to start with that. Do you think that is accurate based on all the feedback we've seen and heard and everything like that?
Yes.
Okay. So let's go from there.
And it's all, but I feel like it's being against a flash flood.
Okay. Ooh, I want you to elaborate on that in just one second.
Okay.
So my question for everybody was going to be, if it feels like it's pretty much a done deal. Like, Brian Schottenheimer is not the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys right now, but it feels like essentially he is. So Cowboys fans are decidedly against the hiring of Brian Schottenheimer. Why? 877-881-1053, Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney, text line, or the Twitch, or the YouTube. And I don't mean to phrase that in a, why? I support it. You all should. I'm just seriously, yeah. I want to get more feedback because I have my own thoughts about why I don't like
with
it.
With general, real interest is what you're saying.
Yes.
I will say the only two times that his offenses, actually, I guess three, have been in the top 10 were 2009-2010. I'm sorry. Yeah, no.
Okay, here, look that up. Get back to me in 1 second because somebody brought this up, and this is fair. I don't think we ever talked about this, really. Tolos want to know what the doctor said about my voice. All right, gotcha. If that is factually accurate, I will tell you. I had an ENT appointment. I have another one scheduled for next week to get a second opinion. Basically, the doctor was like, all this problem is continually because of tonsillitis and you didn't get your tonsils out when you were a kid.
Cut them out.
To which point I said, oh, so do I need to get my tonsils taken out? And he goes, yeah, probably. And so I go, oh, I heard that's really rough. I was really hoping as a caring and loving doctor, he'd be like, you know what? You can do it. But instead, his response was, oh, yeah, it is brutal as an adult. I was like, oh, man. So
it's rough. Trust me.
I'm going to get a second opinion. Just to see if there's any other have to avoid this all of the time. If not, get my tonsils out, probably be out for at least 2 weeks, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
Back to you, Corey.
The numbers, Kevin, for rushing offense, okay. The offense overall over the last few years in points, 6, 9, 8, 1, 21. So 2 years ago, number one offense that he was helping be in charge of. Last year it was 21.
Yeah.
What happened there that you weren't able to, was it you? Or did you not step up enough in the moment?
And it's more than just Dak. This, if people want to bring that up, I think it has more to do than just
this
that.
Team was bad offensively last year.
Yeah.
This team was terrible offense. This team was bad at everything last year. I'm ripping the entire Band-Aid off and moving forward with something new is what my plan would be. Look, man, that was part of the old regime, and I'm not replacing with something just for familiarity's sake. So it's really nothing against Schottenheimer specifically. Look, they're right. He gets on a microphone and starts talking, you're going to be like, I really like what he's selling right now. When he starts, I'm very curious, though, why he wasn't able to elevate this thing whenever it was bad. Now you want to go hire him as your coach? Like, that? What's the difference than just saying, we should have stuck with McCarthy? It almost feels the same. Almost doesn't feel like a move at all.
By the way, just early shout out to the fan text. This is how the day is going to go. I'm really excited. A lot of people giving me feedback about the idea of taking your tonsils out.
It was terrible.
And they are, but they're like, hey, it's a tough recovery, but it's totally worth it.
It is worth it.
And multiple people are like, hey, from the 469, had my tonsils removed 20 years ago, have not had throat problems or strep since then. So, like, I get that it's terrible, but mentally, I start to go crazy when this happens again and again and again. Now,
Somebody that said it's not a change. And that's kind of where I am too. It doesn't feel like a real change.
Now, you're on the same track as what I think and what really bothers me about this. So I have 3 points and they kind of feel like they all just go together. I don't like this because they interviewed candidates that no one was talking about as a head coach.
Yep.
And then
four candidates that nobody even thought of.
And then they didn't talk with anyone that people did want to be their head coach. Now, look, that's not to say if you didn't hire Liam Cohen or Ben Johnson or Aaron Glenn or whatever, you're a fool.
What's right isn't always popular.
Exactly.
What's popular isn't always
exactly
right.
But you would think somewhere along the way, you would have interviewed either A, someone that other teams were talking about, or B, one of the candidates that all the teams were talking about. We did neither.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, we're going to pick the guy who was already there.
Yeah.
Now, that might not be fair. We've had Brian Schottenheimer on the show. He's a very affable person to talk to. But like,
great stories.
Yeah, that's great. I'm not hiring a friend. I'm hiring a football coach. And it is concerning to me that we're going to hire the offensive coordinator that the head coach said, we're not going to run your plays during the game. And we're going to hire the guy that nobody else wanted to interview. And we didn't interview any of the other people that everybody wanted to interview. And we're just picking the guy who was already there. This feels like the laziest path possible, where the Cowboys were like, hey, let's create our nonsensical, non-realistic buzz pick by just dropping Deion's name out there. Let's follow the absolute minimum of the Rooney rule, and then let's just hire the person that's in the building.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah, it's whenever your refrigerator's gone out and you're just like, I like the refrigerator, though. Can I just get a part that was kind of like the last one?
Yeah.
I mean, even if it's kind of breaking right now, I'm fine with that. And people are, you know, saying the issue with Shoddy is a lot less to do with Shoddy, more to do with the dysfunction of the front office.
That's fair, and I think
it's really simple. There were much better coaches out there, and there still are.
And I think I don't disagree with that second part at all. The first part, I think, is what gets in people's heads, right? Because I also see people texting, is like, what do you actually expect to change? And that's a fair point. But I think that's why so much goes into the coaching selection, right? Because if you're a Cowboys fan right now, which I am, you and I were both, Alec, I believe too, born and raised in the Metroplex, love the Cowboys. But if you think about it, what's not going to change? You're still going to have Dak Prescott on the start of what is the most expensive contract in NFL history on a per year value. That hasn't even started yet. It's about to start. There's nothing you can do to change that. Jerry Jones and Steven and his family are still going to be the people who are running it. GM title or no GM title. I know they have it. That's not going to change. And there is nothing you can do about it. This felt like the one thing that could change and maybe can make a difference. Odds are they could hire whoever the hell you want and it might just be exactly the same. But like, this is the one ray of hope where you're like, hey, I know we can't change anything with Dak. I know we can't change anything with the Jones family. But maybe, just maybe, like Dan Quinn going to the Commanders or Kevin O'Connell with the Vikings or Dan Campbell with the Lions. Like, all of those coaches made an impact. Maybe we could get the same. And instead, we're like, hey, we're going to stick with the guy who was already here. And it feels like, okay, so like nothing's going to change.
Yeah, no, and that's the part that kind of beats you up is it doesn't feel like there's much real dramatic change because this thing could make it a smoother process rather than what the team really needs and what the franchise really needs is somebody to walk in and shake things up so much that they are actually walking around on eggshells a little bit. That was something that Jerry said that was everybody was uncomfortable with Bill Parcells was that everybody was walking around on eggshells all the time. They should be.
Yes.
People should actually walk in and say, I'm fearing getting my butt chewed out today by somebody who didn't like my performance. You know what? I know that I missed that one play. I need to be better. Instead of, you know what? If the owner's cool with it, we're cool with it too. Because the owner's not upset that we lost a primetime slot. And the owner should be ticked off about that. He should be the one walking in and saying, hey, this is how it's going to be. But if he's not going to be, then somebody has to have the hammer as the head coach. And it just seems like that head coach, that personality... isn't walking through the door and hasn't walked through the door. And it's not something that the Cowboys ownership and front office want because they don't want to walk around on eggshells. They don't want to be uncomfortable. And everybody on that team needs to be uncomfortable.
Like,
demand better from yourself.
Don't surround yourself with a whole bunch of yes men. I've always believed this. This is one of the reasons I think our show, going back to when we had Colby and several different iterations, works really well. And if you don't like our show, that's okay.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
What are you doing?
Is that we all try to keep each other in check. Like, I'll just speak when I was on the wrong side of this. I have had multiple ideas that have been stomped out in the room. And for good reason. I can look back at them and be like, I'm really glad I had other people to bounce those ideas off of because they were stupid. Where if I just had people that were like, yes, sir, let's all go along with what you think. Terrible thing that would be. Like, then why even hire those people to begin with? If you're just going to have everyone who's going to agree with you, why hire anybody?
Does this thing feel like it's going to be, Alec, does it feel like it's going to be any longer than a 1 year kind of thing? Because a lot of people are saying that too, that look, man, this is just a get by year. And then whoever's available next year is the real guy. Doesn't feel like it's a real thing to me either. Like, they're going to give it a real shot.
This whole situation has felt so fabricated and so weird, you know, all in and of itself. But I think it's going to be out of stubbornness. I think it will be longer than a year. I think that they're not going to want to admit defeat after 1 year, even if they only win 3 games this year. I don't think they'll lose that many games. But if that were to happen, they would still say, look, it's year one. You know, we gotta pump the brakes a little bit. Even if Jason Witten's on this staff, they're going to be like, hey, let's calm down. He's still got, you know, X amount of years to figure it out. We're going to get this thing done. I think it's like 2-3, maybe even 4 years. They're going to buy into this thing and say, look, because Jerry told you guys multiple times, the biggest mistake he ever made was firing coaches in season. So I think he's going to stick to that truth in his mind. And we're going to have to deal with this for years to come, whether it's good or not.
By the way, for people for asking to hear some of those...
I was just writing that down as a segment idea.
Terrible ideas. I have one that I still like would think is very clever, but I understand every reason that it got shut down and it was smart. And Colby told me it was going too far. And when Colby says you're probably going too far, you're like, ooh, I might need to dial this back a little bit.
I just feel like Steven's already told us this offseason, this next year is probably going to be tight again. Which means they're preparing you for, you know what, we might not have that winning schedule. We might not be very good, and it might be the coach that takes on the blame at the end of this thing.
Yeah, because I think the number in the offseason, was it $18 million spent on 11 players, all on one-year contracts in the offseason. By far, the lowest in the NFL. That's where the Cowboys were. And it's just... I'm not going to stop watching the team. I will tell you that because I see a lot of people who are like, I'm out. If they hire Schottenheimer, I'm out. And I respect that because people should be able to fan however the hell they want to. I've gone over this numerous times, especially in the last several weeks, why I'm going to continue to watch the Cowboys and why I love the Cowboys for family and growing up reasons and my son's reasons and everything like that. So I will tell you, it's not going to change. But what I go back to time and again, this is a hire out of convenience, but also it's a hire out of I need the credit. And what I mean by that is the Bill Parcells thing, he had nowhere else to go. He was like, I got to hire Bill Parcells because I need to get the stadium built, right?
Okay.
But after that, I'm going to hire a whole bunch of people that are like either not in demand at all or maybe a little bit of demand. I get it. Like Jason Garrett could have coached the Ravens or
I had a dream that he's coaching the Jaguars now.
I mean,
so keep an eye
actually,
out.
Actually, that would be amazing.
My dreams.
That would be amazing. But Jerry, every time he says, do you know how big of the check I would write? People say, I don't believe that. I do believe that, but I don't think he gives you the rest of the sentence. So the rest of the sentence is, I would write, and people have no idea how big of a check I would write to win a Super Bowl and get credit for it. That's the part that I think he leaves out every single time. And that's why Kellen Moore is in the mix. That's why Jason Garrett was here. That's why Schottenheimer is going to be here. Nobody thought these people could be head coaches and that my football visionary genius is what brought them in. Whereas, and I know he's not coming here. Whereas if it was Bill Belichick, nobody can convince me different that if the Cowboys would have won the Super Bowl in the next year or two, that I would have been like, look at Jerry, he's a genius. They all would have been like, there's nothing Bill Belichick can't do. And that's what I think is the rest of that sentence every time. There is no stop to how big of a check I would write. ... as long as I get the credit for it.
I like this last line, Kevin, before we move out here. Maybe this is how they organically tank for the next 2 years of Dak's contract and then get Arch Manning when he comes out. That's my only hope at this point, Kevin. Don't take the hope away from me, okay?
I will not.
That's all I got.
I will not take your hope away from you. If they do have a master strategy that plays out like that, I will jump on board.
What else will you jump on?
In 2 years and say y'all were right.
Wow.
I'm sorry I didn't see the vision of your grand master plan.
You're smart. I'm stupid.
Exactly. I'll say like all of that stuff. And that's where all this comes from, by the way. Anytime we complain about the Cowboys, it's because I love the Cowboys and I want them to win a Super Bowl.
Facts.
I still remember I was 12 when they were in Super Bowl 27. And all I could think of was, man, it sure is neat that they got to the last game. And that's all I needed. I needed the Cowboys to be in the last game of football because then there would be no football I'd have to watch that I didn't care about. But then the Cowboys fell behind 7-0. And I was like, oh my God, what if they lose? And then I started to freak out. Then obviously you didn't really need to worry about it, especially in that fourth quarter, because it's the greatest quarter of football that's ever been.
Yes, it was.
But I freaked out at that point. And that's the reason why I think so many people get mad. It's not necessarily just because they don't like Jerry or they don't like the Jones family or they don't like this or that. It's because they want the Cowboys to freaking win.
Kevin, I'm right there in that same boat with you. I just want my team to be good.
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking.
Yes.
I don't think that's too much.
You can do an interview every single day of the week. I will pick up my phone personally to pretend like I'm interviewing you every single day of the week. If it means
winning,
that we win. 100%, I will give you my cell phone, Jerry.